Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, thank you for the warm welcome to this wonderful parish. We are in communion with your pastor. All of you celebrate the faith and share the gospel of Jesus. I am Father Alexander Diaz. I am a parochial vicar at the Church of Our Lady of Angels. I am a priest born in El Salvador and came to this diocese as a result of a pastoral friendship between my former diocese in El Salvador and the Diocese of Arlington. I am here today to share with you the faith in Jesus Christ and the gospel, a gospel and in a faith that becomes life and action every Christian shares in every moment of their life. In today's liturgy, Jesus speaks to us about the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is the big dream, should be the big dream for all the Christians, all those who believe in him. When I was a little boy, my mom always asked me this question, "Would you like to go to heaven?" I remember that all the time. Would you like to inherit the kingdom of God? Would you like to be part of this kingdom? I was a little boy, and that kingdom or that word in my head remind me. When Jesus speaks about the kingdom of God, especially today, when he speaks about the treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides against the gospel, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys in that field, because this person knows the most important thing is built, it's buried in this field. He won't give everything to get it. Same thing is the salvation. Same thing is the kingdom of God. All of us, we should work 24/7, all our entire life, to get or to inherit this kingdom. Through the baptism, all of us, we are invited to go because we are children of God. Because he gave us in the baptism His royalty. We are children of him, daughters and sons of him. That's why. The question now is, are we working to get the kingdom of God? Are we interested to be part, to be active part, to inherit this kingdom? Or we just walk in the life, participating just in the periphery, but not be involved, working and looking for this kingdom. The kingdom of God is Jesus. The kingdom of God is his gospel. The kingdom of God is our interior life, who always should desire be with him. We call that desire holiness, the holiness, the desire to be holy. If your bigger desire is not to be holy, what is your bigger desire after this life? We should be part of this kingdom, active part, always working to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, my brothers and sisters, it's not just to be part of the kingdom of God. We need to be sharers. We need to share this kingdom with others, with our life, with our testimony, with our actions, with our faith, with our life. Members of this kingdom, active members of this kingdom, Sometimes I have the impression we are Christians, we are Catholics, but just for ourselves. But we do not share this kingdom with others, because usually we live in our own world. Remember a couple of years ago, it was in St. Anthony, I went to do something to D.C. We came from some activity for the diocese, I remember. And I used the metro. And in this, one of these, the people sitting next to me were crying. Was a young girl. Before me was sitting a lady who were praying the rosary. After that, I sit next to her, you know, and I ask her, because all the people in the metro was in this, you know, and with this. I ask her, what happened? What's going on with you? She was very surprised. He told me, why you are interested in my tears? Because something is wrong with you, I said. She says, why you are the only one? I said, because something is bothering you. If I can help, let me know. She was pregnant. And her boyfriend was encouraging her to do the abortion. But all the people who talked to her, nobody put attention, because all of them told them, she told me, it's your problem. It's not my problem. And all the people around her ignoring her. Nobody was interested in why she was crying or why she was down. But indeed, many people in that metro came for one spiritual thing from the diocese. She had a problem, but all the Christians around her, I think, they forgot to share the kingdom of God with her, to share Jesus with her. Because maybe they don't have enough strength to do it. In the end of this story, she talked to me and talked with some people who helped her. Now her child is almost 6 years. It's a girl. When I see her, I remind me, if I maybe ignore her in that time, that little girl never be with us, because somebody maybe was pushing her to do this abortion. This is the kingdom of God. Be alive and be awake, interacting with others. I want that kingdom because I'm going to give everything to get it, but I want to encourage others to get this kingdom as well. And in this context, when Jesus is inviting us to find and build the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, I am here today to find generous hands that help us to build a dream in El Salvador. Salvador is a small country in Central America. Actually, El Salvador is like the Diocese of Arlington because it's half of Virginia. It's a very small country. It's very small, but so blessed with priestly vocations. We have 8 dioceses. And this is diocese, we have almost 250 seminarians. Thanks God, we have them. But we have a problem. We do not have enough space to give formation to this future priest. We have vocations, but no building to give them formation. The works of propagation of faith, have entrusted me today as an Episcopal delegate of the bishops of El Salvador. Actually, they are just 11 bishops, all the conference. Therefore, I am here today to appeal to your generosity. Over 4 years ago, we started the construction of a new seminary, which will educate more than 100 seminarians. Total is, the cost is $4 million. We have already made progress with the construction, but debts and loans have us worried. The seminarians do not have decent space to continue their formation. We have very old seminary. Was built maybe in the 1920. Earthquakes and other situations almost destroyed it. The seminarians live in very small rooms. We don't have a good library, a good chapel. That's why the bishops are focused and build this new dream. The Church of El Salvador needs your help today to continue this labor of love. We trust in God's mercy and your generous support to continue with this project. The Roman Catholic Diocese of El Salvador is already supporting the American Church. There are 4 priests from El Salvador sharing the faith and the love of God with the community here in the Diocese of Arlington. I am the first one who came 11 years ago to work in this diocese. When I came, I remember Bishop, my former bishop, because now I belong to this diocese, said, you go to work with the Spanish community. I came just speaking Spanish. I did not speak any word of English. And I thought, you know, I just want to go to work with the Spanish community. But now it's not that. I am sometimes in confessions. On the left is Spanish, and the right is English. Sometimes I have a mass in English at 11, but at 12:30 I have Spanish. I give a spiritual direction to in Spanish and in English as well. Bishops in El Salvador shared the priests with the Diocese of the United States. Richmond had 5 priests supporting the diocese, not just with the Spanish community, because the church is universal. We share the faith with all of us. That's why, my brothers and sisters, I am here asking for your support. I only ask with all my heart for your help. We want to continue the building of this dream, because it's a dream. And it is a dream because for a poor church like ours, it's more difficult to achieve. But I think that it's not impossible. Thanks so much in advance for being a good Samaritan to this work of love evangelization. The second collection today is to support this dream in this small country in Central America, El Salvador. Amen.